Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, the biggest lie told in Washington this week, and really, honestly, it's been since Trump took office, is this idea that Trump's a dictator, he's using ICE as his own personal army, and the Republicans have changed. They've become fascist, Nazi fascist. Republicans don't like brown people. That's why they're picking on immigrants. Nobody's actually picking on immigrants. Nobody even talks about immigrants, actually. Everybody's talking about illegal immigrants. Nobody's too interested in immigrants. But that's the lie they tell. They pretend immigrants and illegal immigrants are the same thing. But the big lie, and I want to zero in on this, the big lie is that Republicans have changed. That Republicans now hate brown people and they're in the streets. And they're dispatching ICE, they're terrorizing brown people. It's all very unfair. And we should be by the left. They should be violent, combating it. Because of these changes, and it's mainly Trump doing it. Here's, for instance, Mayor Karen Bass 2 days ago explaining this.
Around racial profiling of Latinos, which we refer to here as the hunting of Latinos, that has created a blanket of fear around this city and has had detrimental impacts to our economy. We had two court decisions, and then the Supreme Court basically gave a green light to racial profiling. They are trying to dial us back to the 1940s, and that is a tragedy for the American people.
So that's the Democrats' position, and a lot of their street thugs believe this, that it's us who has changed, but it's not. It's the Democrats. Here's Chuck Schumer back in 1996, for instance, who's now demanding free health care for illegal immigrants. He did it in writing. He may not be doing it verbally, but he did it in writing. Or the government shuts down. Here's Chuck Schumer, 1996, when he was MAGA. And you'll see as I play this, when Bill Clinton was MAGA, when Nancy Pelosi was MAGA, when Hillary Clinton was MAGA, it's the left that's changed, not us. We are exactly where they were in 1996.
Everywhere people go, they're asked for a Social Security card. In fact, one way to prove you're a bona fide person who can have a job is to ask for a driver's license and a Social Security card. This is an anti-fraud amendment. All over where we go, people say, well, why can't you stop illegal immigrants or others from coming here? And the number one answer we give our constituents is when they come here, they can get jobs, get benefits against the law because of fraud. And here, the gentleman from Florida has put together the most effective anti-fraud measure we can find without it changing the actions of the government one bit. And we find all this opposition. Ladies and gentlemen of this chamber, what I worry about is that this bill, which started out with good intentions, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, is going to end up being the same kind of thing that the public gets angry with us on. We say we're doing something and we do nothing.
So there because he is talking about how to prevent illegal immigrants from getting health care, jobs, and all of this. Here's Bill Clinton when he was MAGA.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Trump. He's Trump. That was when he was president.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my favorite. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is the period I remember when I was first covering this stuff as a young reporter. And George Bush, and nobody would listen to me about this. I was trying to defeat George Bush in the primaries, best as I could, from North Carolina, because he had opened the borders when he was the governor of Texas. He's the original open borders globalist. And this is Nancy Pelosi raging. Can you believe this? Raging at George W. Bush's president at the time. It's 2005, because he is refusing to crack down on employers of illegal immigrants. I mean, again, Bush taught Democrats to do this. Listen to this, Nancy Pelosi. And today she'd tell you we're fascists for wanting to crack down on the employers of illegal immigrants and cut off their benefits, their free health care.
Democrats support also enforcing laws, current laws, against those who came here illegally and those who hire illegal immigrants. Yet the Bush administration has refused to do just this. And going after those workers who are working here illegally, and we should. But we also must have employer sanctions. Where are these people working? Why are we not enforcing the law against employers? The Bush administration has prosecuted only 3 employer sanction cases in the last fiscal year. Only 3 cases. When are we going to take this issue seriously? Mr. Speaker, we all know what we must do. Democrats have long called for strong border security, effective law enforcement.
She's trashing Bush, and she's right. He was protecting employers, corporations who were employing illegals. Bush taught them to do this. Here's the rest. Pelosi, 2005. Keeping my point in saying this, is that they now call us fascists for wanting to do what was always standard normal, and Democrats agreed in America.
Broken borders, something we can't tolerate. Borders of their nature, our definition as a nation, and our protection as a country. Broken borders, they don't exist. We can't tolerate them. So let's say from the start that we all in this body, and I know I can speak very firmly for the Democrats, support strong border control. It is our obligation as elected officials to keep the American people safe, and our borders are our first line of defense, one of our early lines of defense to do that.
Nancy Pelosi, y'all, 2005. They say we changed. We became fascist, but we didn't. This has always been the American way. Both sides agreed. In fact, Democrats whooped up on Bush when he wouldn't do, they felt, enough workplace interdiction, which was actually true. Now they call us fascist for being where they were. They changed, not us. But look, these street thugs weren't even born, some of them, or they were in diapers. They don't remember any of this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.